You are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I am Jeff Garcia, and this is Locked On Spurs. Hey, welcome back to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. I am the lead Spurs writer over at News 4 San Antonio and Fox29SanAntonio.com. Your San Antonio Spurs are still on their All-Star break. The Rodeo road trip does not resume until this Friday night versus a familiar foe, the Toronto Raptors, and, well, you know, the guy who used to wear number 2 in silver and black, Kawhi Leonard. Obviously, there's the first time coming back to Canada, Toronto, for DeMar DeRozan. Needless to say, it's going to be quite a game to come back from the long break the Spurs have been on. But before that, there's some other news surrounding your silver and black team. Specifically, if you're a gamer and you love San Antonio Spurs, then this is the show for you. If you follow me on Twitter, full disclosure, well, you should know this by now. Outside of my job as a Spurs beat reporter for News 4, I'm also a big nerd, like huge nerd. You have no idea, but I embrace it. And one of the things that I'm very passionate about and enjoy keeping up with is the video gaming industry. Basically, what's the newest and latest games? Well, I'm not the only one who's interested in the gaming world or esports. The San Antonio Spurs are also interested in esports. As a matter of fact, they're going to be hosting an esports night March 28th at the AT&T Center. I believe that's March 28th, correct? At noontime before the Spurs versus Blazers game. So basically, we're going to catch up with one of the organizers of the event, Chris Sines. He's the founder of the Alamo City E-Leagues and Texas Gaming Empire and the assistant manager at Play Live Nation out in San Antonio. And we're going to be talking about this event that's coming up next month. So without further ado, Chris, welcome to Locked On Spurs. And I got to say right off the bat, wow, this is pretty big. The Spurs and esports gaming really haven't gone hand in hand, but lo and behold, here they are about to host an event next month. Chris?
Yes, sir, Jeff. Thank you very much for having me on your show. The date is actually March 16th from noon to 6, and then entry would include ticket to the Portland as they take on the Portland Trailblazers. So we're excited about the opportunity. Spurs and esports coming together. Just taking them one step at a time, trying to make something awesome happen.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, thank you for correcting me. March 16th. You know what I'm thinking of? The Monta Ginobili retirement night.
Oh, okay.
That's going to be another great game.
That's a big night, too.
Yeah, another big night in San Antonio next month. But yes, correction, March 16th at the AT&T Center, starting at 12 noon. So let's dive into this. So basically, tell me a little bit about Play Live Nation. What's going on out there? What do you do for the gaming community in San Antonio?
Yes, sir. For sure. We bring like-minded gamers together, just trying to create a social atmosphere where you can meet new people, network, and socialize. So basically, Play Live Nation, we're off 1604 in Culebra. It's a premium gaming lounge. We do video games, card games like Magic, The Gathering, tabletop games like D&D. Different events, tournaments, all-nighters. We throw some awesome birthday parties as well. And so, you know, it's pretty much the hot spot, the venue, the location that we use to utilize all of our tournaments and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so on the Alamo City E-Leagues and Texas Gaming Empire end, it's kind of more the esports brand and getting these events to Play Live and then other places as well, like the AT&T Center with the Spurs. And so, you know, Alamo City E-Leagues is kind of for local stuff, and Texas Gaming Empire we utilize for getting out of city and out of state.
So when it came to the eSports Spurs night out, March 16th, I got to say that a few more times to correct myself, Chris. it begins noon to 6. If fans are interested in joining, what do they have to do to sign up?
Yes, sir. They can come by our store at Play Live Nation. They could call the store, 210-468-3136, during business hours. And it's just a $40 entry. That includes a ticket to the tournament. The tournaments that we'll be running, we're doing a Smash Ultimate on the Nintendo Switch, Smash Project M, which is basically a melee mod. So it's kind of like the old school Smash Melee. We're doing a Fortnite solos tournament. We're also doing a Call of Duty Black Ops 4 2v2 Search and Destroy on PlayStation 4s. And then we're going to have something really unique. It's a 2K 5v5 Pro-Am. We're really trying to get a league going where it's an in-person 5v5 league. And so we're having a tournament there. It should be pretty awesome. You know, as y'all know, like a whole bunch of NBA teams are sponsoring, you know, getting their own 2K teams. Mm-hmm. There's currently 21 right now.
Yeah.
21 out of all the teams.
Yeah, exactly. We'll get to that later on the show. But I want to talk to you about the Spurs. So you and I, okay. We spoke before this episode of Locked On Spurs. And basically you told me they reached out to you. When they reached out to you, what did they say? What were they interested in? What were they actually thinking about when it came to putting on this esports Spurs night out?
Yes, sir. You know, I think they kind of see how gaming is really blowing up, and they just wanted to be a part of it and create something special, a first-ever esports night with the Spurs at the AT&T Center. You know, they wanted to see some popular games getting played, and just, you know, hopefully we make it awesome and kind of keep it an annual thing. And who knows, you know, if it's popular, maybe get it a couple of times each year.
Were you surprised when they reached out to you?
Yes, sir. I was pretty surprised. We were kind of working with the Rampage, trying to get it going with the Rampage. And then we were going to try and eventually get to the Spurs. So we're kind of actually a year ahead of schedule from what we were originally planning.
Yeah. Well, you know, you mentioned a little earlier that the NBA itself has its own 2K league. I think it's what's going into its second season, I believe.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And, you know, from the Knicks to the Suns, I believe to Miami, to the Lakers, you know, it looks like every team has an affiliate gaming team. The Spurs don't. Did you know why mm-hmm. they just haven't been given, or maybe they've not asked for a 2K league?
I honestly don't. Unfortunately, I really don't have an insider there to make me privy to some insider information. I know, you know, hopefully talking to you guys and working out this esports night, you know, maybe we can get in those conversations with the Spurs. You know, unfortunately, Dallas is the only one here in Texas. The Rockets still don't have one. The Spurs still don't have one. But we're definitely trying to bring that to San Antonio and, you know, help for get them to get an affiliate team to be a part of that Pro 2K League.
Yeah, I believe, you know, I've spoken to some of the people within the NBA 2K League, and I think the goal is for every team in the league, all 30 teams, to have a 2K team. Looking from the outside in, how would that enhance the Spurs and the fan interaction?
Yes, sir. I think it could be a great model because kind of where I envision it is like, you know, currently with the 2K League, they all play their games in Las Vegas. But, you know, as it grows, you could almost have like multiple teams because there's, I mean, it's huge interest, you know, and there's a lot more people that are able to be gamers than just have, you know, natural talent to be able to be an actual player. So I think it'll explode, you know. And then, you know, something that I would like to see is kind of like maybe some sort of league run hand in hand with the Spurs. But, you know, there's time before games, like how we're doing our esports tonight. I mean, you could almost have your a Spurs 2K, like a D league, you know, mm-hmm. playing their season games before the Spurs games. And so, you know, fans would not only be able to enjoy a Spurs game, they'd also be able to come and watch the gaming version, you know. Yeah. And you know, they would find certain players and teams that they latch onto and root for, and it would be really awesome.
Yeah, now as far as the tournament that's going to happen on March 16th, listeners, because your host got the wrong date, you know, is this a situation where it's all levels, or is this kind of like the best of the best? You know, what type of competition should fans expect when the Spurs host the esports night out?
Yes, sir. This is for all levels. We're looking for a family-friendly environment, you know, beginners or professionals. And the one way beginners get better is by playing against professionals. And, you know, it's about networking and the environment and just having a good time. So, I mean, yes, we want competitive people and we want it to be competitive, But at the same time, we're definitely not trying to shut down or suppress any newcomers who haven't played any of these games in tournaments in live person before. It's really a unique atmosphere. Like, I mean, everybody's like, well, how can y'all do these in-person things? You can just play online. It's like, yeah, you can play online, but it's not the same as playing in person, like going head-to-head against somebody sitting right there next to you. It's just on a different level.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's super fun, and so I definitely encourage anybody new to come out and try it.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a great time, and the fact that the Spurs are on board, it should give you and those listening in right now promise that maybe, just maybe, a 2K league team could be on the horizon for San Antonio.
Yes, sir. And, you know, that's what we're currently trying to create over there at Play Life. February 22nd, we kind of had like a meet and greet open play. March 3rd, we're going to try and do a draft. You know, we're looking at probably having enough people for at least six teams, but kind of prefer eight teams. And then March 16th at the AT&T Center, we're kind of having like a preseason tournament type thing. And then we're looking to get our league there at Play Life started March 28th. You know, so, I mean, we're kind of going at it over there at Play Live, but we definitely love the Spurs that jump on board in some way, especially if they decided to get in the 2K league and, you know, be able to work with them whatever way possible.
Yeah, I think this is a great idea. When the NBA announced that they're going to be having a 2K league, I was a little bit disappointed the Spurs were not part of that initial group
yes,
of
sir.
Teams that were granted mm-hmm. the franchise. You're seeing it explode. For example, the Knicks, you know, their gaming team, it's really, you know, a part of the franchise. You know, the Knicks,
mm-hmm.
You know, even the players themselves and past players, they really tune into what's going on with their 2K team. I'm hoping the same thing would go for the Spurs.
Yeah, exactly.
Should they get a 2K league or even for the gaming night? You know, hopefully crossing fingers, don't know anything unless you do, you know, maybe a current Spur will go out there or a former Spur will go out there and check out the competition. Do you know if any current or past Spurs are big gamers? I know Tim Duncan was one.
I know Tim Duncan liked to play video games. Again, I little old me, I don't have access to the players and stuff,
okay.
But, you know, it definitely would be awesome if word could get out and they could show up. You know, that would enhance the visibility of the event big time. You know, and that's the awesome thing about the Spurs, players past and present, is they've been very involved in the community. So that's pretty awesome, you know, and I wouldn't be surprised if one did show up, you know, because
yeah.
That's just the kind of guys that they are.
Yeah, that'd be great, not only to show support for the gaming community in San Antonio, but hopefully, just hopefully, the Spurs will make this a bigger night. Maybe
mm-hmm.
Chris, they'll adopt your one of your teams as their official 2K league team.
Hey, you never know. all I need is for one of them to call me. We can
all
talk
right.
about it.
Okay, so Chris and I, we're going to take our first break. We get back, we're going to continue our talk about the March 16th Spurs Esports Night Out. We are back, and I'm joined by Chris Sines of ACEL. That's the Alamo City gaming community, correct? I got that correct?
Alamo City E-Leagues, yes, sir.
Thank you. Yeah, Alamo City.
Because, I mean, honestly, that was one of the biggest visions when I first started. Like, why my business is called Alamo City E-Leagues
yeah.
is because, like, growing up, I always played Madden, and we'd have a franchise with, like, my cousin and a friend. And it was like we each controlled our own team, and, you know, you can, like, trade and stuff. And it's like, man, I just wish, you know, there was more users because it'd just be so awesome to have to trade against all users versus, like, computers and stuff. And so that was, you know, 3 years ago when I founded Alamo City E-Leagues, that was kind of the ultimate vision is creating these gaming leagues.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, this 5v5 Pro-Am thing is very important to me.
Well, you must be doing something right if the Spurs reached out to you to help put on and organize their eSports Spurs Night Out. Let's talk about the nitty gritty now. Let's talk about prizes. What are the Spurs donating? What is going on for winners, people who sign up? What can fans expect as far as prizes?
Yes, sir. So $40 entry, that gets you, you know, into a tournament of your choice and then also into the Spurs game. And so prizes, there will be some small cash prizes for each game. Winners will also get upgraded seating for the game. Oh, and also the $40 gets you a free food voucher, a hot dog and a drink, or a large nacho and a drink. But back to the winners. Okay, so upgraded seats. They also get their name on the scoreboard at halftime, and they'll be entered into a raffle for an autographed LaMarcus Aldridge jersey.
Nice.
We have five tournaments, but that equates to some of them have two players and some of them have five. That equates to like 10. So, I mean, you know, tournament winners have a 1 in 10 chance in getting that autographed LaMarcus Aldridge jersey. Oh, and then also the first 100 people to pre-register and get a ticket, get to shoot a free throw on the court after the game, the free throw experience. So that's pretty awesome. I mean, you know how many people get to say they get to shoot a free throw on the Spurs court, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, again, this is happening on March 16th at noon at the Alamo at the AT&T Center. For all gamers in San Antonio to go out and enjoy esports night. For more information, go to alamocityeleagues.com or call 210-468-3136. Play Live Nation. Do y'all get like a big turnout, like almost daily, weekly, or maybe just on the weekends?
Yes, sir. I mean, again, we're for all ages. So, you know, during the weekdays, it's kind of slow with school and, you know, people at work and stuff like that. But we definitely get very packed on Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays between tournaments and birthdays and just people coming out and enjoying some game time. But it's pretty awesome. I mean, like, as far as game time on a regular basis, we have where you can buy game time storable hours. So time doesn't expire, whatever you don't use. We have play all day passes. And then we have memberships that are really the best bang for your buck immediately and in the long run. People kind of get nervous with the word memberships, but, you know, there's no contract or anything like that, and it honestly is the best deal. So we definitely welcome anybody and everybody to come join our Play Live family.
If there is one current Spur on the roster that you would like to play against, who would that be?
I'm sorry, you kind of broke up a little bit.
It's okay. If there is one current Spur on the roster who you know is a gamer, who would you want to face against?
Oh, that's a good one. Honestly, whichever one thinks, they might have to have a little tournament amongst themselves and see who's worthy to play me. No, I'm kidding. I mean, like, honestly, we'll take anybody and everybody. It would just be an awesome experience. I mean, I would be humbled to play any one of them, to be honest. So, you know, whoever's got the chops for it, they can come to Play Live and come see us.
Yeah, exactly. It's shaping up to be a great night. Again, there's you know, plenty of time, way ahead of time, to sign up and join the fun at the AT&T Center on March 16th. You realize I'm repeating March 16th over and over again because of my my mess up at the beginning here, Chris. So, but hey, it's better for you. That just reinforces the listeners when and where.
All right.
So, yes, Chris and I, we're going to take our final break. We get back. We're going to put a wrap on this episode of Locked On Spurs and continue talking about Spurs and Esports Night. We are back, and I'm joined by Chris Sines. He is one of the organizers of the upcoming March 16th Spurs Esports Night. Please make sure to go to pretty much, go to Spurs Zone. There's an article there regarding the event. It's going to be a great night. I'm looking forward to it. And for those of y'all who are interested, go to alamocityeleagues.com or call 210-468-3136. You know, back in my day, Chris, I was quite the gamer myself. I really was. I had an Atari 2600. That was my first ever video game console system.
Nice.
And I remember playing Defender. I remember playing The Empire Strikes Back, the game that would never freaking end, no matter how many AT&T walkers you shot down. I remember playing Pac-Man. I remember playing Pong. So I go way back. But the industry, fast forward to today, 2019, we talked about this too before the recording, that it's really exploding. It's almost like it's almost a million or a billion dollar a year thing. Can you tell us more about this?
Yes, sir. By the end of this year, 2019, they're expecting it to have been a $1 billion industry worldwide. And by 2022, $2 billion. So it's definitely, you know, guns a-blazing ahead and accelerating at a very rapid pace. I remember like 2 years ago reading that they didn't think it'd be a $1 billion industry till 2020. So seeing that article the other day that already by the end of this year, it's going to be $1 billion, you know, they're already moving faster than they had anticipated. You know, and going back to earlier, how you said like the Spurs could benefit with getting into esports, kind of ties into this because there's just so many different digital platforms that people can watch gaming from: Twitch, Mixer, YouTube. And you know, I think that would enhance the Spurs brand, you know, because they would be all over the different streaming sites, and you know, it could only help build new fans and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, what better way to do that than to bring in more fans and more people to see San Antonio Spurs? Yes, also interested in this community, this gaming community. It's growing. I mean, you know, I'm well past my prime, and at least my prime playing days. Look, maybe older, but there was a time where I used to rock it on Gears of War Horde mode. I mean, there was nobody could have stopped me. My reflexes have slowed down tremendously. But every time I try to get back into it, whether my cousins want to play, I say, okay, I need at least 5 rounds before I'm back into it. And even then, I still get rocked left and right.
Just got knocked off the rust a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. But I remember my days. I used to be able to stay up all night long, have all-nighters going online, Xbox Live, mm-hmm. and, you know, playing Gears of War or playing Call of Duty.
Yeah,
but, you know,
exactly.
I tried the other day. I think it was at a sort of Best Buy, and they had, like, a demo. And I was like, oh, my God, these young whippersnappers, they didn't know how I was back then. We only had eight buttons. We don't have 20 buttons. But
exactly. They've gotten so much more complicated, the games. But, you know, they make, like, these newer games that are super complicated, but then they do a good job of putting out games that are still back to the basics type, you know, more simple stuff too. So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, exactly. So let's go ahead and recap and talk about what exactly is going on March 16th at the AT&T Center. Again, that is Esports Spurs Night Out. Is this the first time they're ever doing this? I just want to just double check.
Yes, sir.
This is the first time. Okay.
Yes, sir. First time.
Yeah, this is the first time they're doing it. It's the first, hopefully, annual, hopefully, or this it'll begin the annual tradition of Esports Spurs mm-hmm. Night Out, hosted by Play Live Nation. And of course, Mr. Chris Sines, who's helping put this on, begins at noon at the AT&T Center, runs till 6 p.m. Again, it is before the game versus the Blazers. The tournaments include a 2K5 versus 5 Pro-Am, Call of Duty 2 versus 2 Search and Destroy, Smash Ultimate, Smash Project M, Fortnite Solos. You know, I got to be honest with you. I didn't know what Fortnite was. I had no clue what this thing was. I was like, why is everybody talking about that? And I think NBA players are also big into Fortnite, aren't they?
Pretty much every gamer is into Fortnite.
Yeah. Why is that? Why is it so popular?
You know, I think it's because it includes like a shooter type game, which, you know, all of us, even the old schools, are used to shooter games. But then it also has the building aspect that you know was huge with Minecraft, so a lot of the younger generation, you know, just really caught on too. So I mean, even like women, you know, young girls, older women, they you know, because I mean, I play live, we see all families, you know, so we see all ages and all genders, and you know, it's really amazing and surprises me how many young women play Fortnite. And like with Apex coming out, a lot of people are like, oh, Apex is going to kill Fortnite. And I'm like, from what I've seen from, like, you know, because I see it on a daily basis, and like, I feel like Apex is...
Yeah, and those that are listening, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but again, just for those that are tuning in, what is Apex?
Apex Legends is a new Battle Royale game that came out. Mm-hmm. It's from the makers of Titanfall. It's kind of replaced Titanfall 3. And so, yeah, basically you're on a team of three, and different characters have different, abilities that they utilize. But I feel like it's taken more away from the PUBG and the blackout mode from Call of Duty Black Ops 4. And, they're kind of for like the older, more, competitive crowd. And so that's why it might eat some of Fortnite's, momentum, but I really don't think it'll kill Fortnite or even they're kind of two different types of battle royales, you know. So you know, I see there definitely being a place for both of them.
I'm a little disappointed that on March 16th for the esports night, the Spurs are helping put on, there's not a duck hunt tournament. I would love for there to be a duck hunt tournament, because that's probably the only game I could probably survive in if I were to sign up for that
one
event.
Of those old school Nintendo. Do you remember the track one? Did you ever just
I had
move your feet
system,
really fast on the?
I had the system with that came with a robot that would move the disc across the balancing plates. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh my, I don't remember
goodness,
that.
Goodness,
okay.
I'm old. Yeah.
I just remember Duck Hunt, I would pick up the second controller and move the duck around, trying
yeah.
to mess
well,
with whoever was shooting it.
almost all of the original first release Nintendo system back in the day, they came with a robot, and it would have pincers, like uh-huh. claws, and they would have these rotating discs, and it would pick them up and move them from one plate to another, and it was some sort of game. You have to keep it balanced, and Google it, and then you realize, oh my God, how old is him? but it was a yeah. No, I've always been a big time gamer. I love keeping up with that. I may not play as much as I used to, but I love to see how it's evolved. I'm glad to see the San Antonio Spurs becoming interested in this area, into this community, and I'm glad to see you are part of it and helping usher it in, hopefully, to something that'll remain with the Spurs moving forward. So once again, Esports Spurs Night Out will happen on March 16th at 12 noon at the AT&T Center. It runs from noon to 6, following or preceding the 7:30 matchup against the Trailblazers. Again, it's hosted by Play Live Nation. And Chris Sines, for information, go to AlamoCityEleagues.com or call 210-468-3136. But for Chris Sines, I am Jeff Garcia, and we're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.